Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Drew Holiday off to Portland for now. Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo picking Damian Lillard over Drew Holiday at last year's NBA All-Star Game draft, courtesy of TNT.
My first pick gonna be Damian Lillard.
Look, that surprised me too. No, you're not gonna do him dirty here, are you? No, you're not.
Giannis has changed this weekend.
I think so too.
You know, he always talk about loyalty, being loyal.
I know who my team is.
And all that stuff, right? So I knew for sure his first pick was gonna be Drew. So I don't know what's going on with Giannis. Okay, you messed my whole draft board up now.
I'm sure to win.
This is the dumbest thing ever. That was the first pick of this draft. Now, they named the starters, right? Do they draft the starters, Hickey?
This is the first pick of the reserves. So Drew Holiday was in there. Damian Lillard was in there. Starters were already taken.
So looking back at this, no one has a problem with actually Giannis Antetokounmpo picking Damian Lillard over Drew Holiday. We all know Damian Lillard's a better player than Drew Holiday. Was this the start of the recruiting process? When you go back to previous All-Star games and there's been photos of, let's just say, a Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving talking together in the tunnel of one of these All-Star games, was that the start of maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo saying, let me just suck up here to Damian Lillard to hope if there's one day a situation that presents itself where he wants to get traded, he would say, okay, I got Bucks loss.
Let's just say, you know, that looks a little bit more accurate today than maybe it did even yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he just logically took... Damian Lillard over Drew Holiday because of how much better of a player Damian Lillard is. Here is Giannis Antetokounmpo calling Damian Lillard a closer at the All-Star game.
I feel Damian Lillard on our team. I really believe Damian Lillard, he's going to close the game out. The year I won.
You need to get a closer.
Yeah, the year I won, he was the one that took the ball from half court and made it. Made that shot here like 35.
I think everyone needs to start making sound effects like that. Brian McFadden joined us earlier, did his best Jonathan Gannon impression. And can you just play me that sound effect one more time there, Hickey, of what Giannis Antetokounmpo just made there?
And made it. Made that shot.
One more time.
And made it.
Can you try to imitate that? That's pretty good. At first, I said everything that I said on the first response I thought was going to go right out the window because he's talking about how great of a closer Damian Lillard is, and then you forget that it was the All-Star game that he's talking about. It sounded as if he was trying to say closer on his team. Well, now that's the reality with Damian Lillard becoming a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. Here is Jimmy Butler in the aftermath of the trade news today that you're going to see one Damian Lillard going to the Bucks. Everyone thought he was going to go to the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler not happy, and he's trying to start some you-know-what, saying the Bucks need to be investigated for tampering. This courtesy of the Jimmy Butler Instagram.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look at him for tampering.
This is just sour grapes. I appreciate the troll job here of Jimmy Butler. It's obnoxious, but I do appreciate a good troll job, and this is clearly trolling by Jimmy Butler. Like, what are we investigating here? What would constitute tampering in this situation? I just don't see the math adding up on this one. This is just clearly a frustrated Jimmy Butler, where not only do you not get Damian Lillard, but Damian Lillard goes to a team now that is going to be viewed better than you and a team that's already won a championship in the Eastern Conference, coming out of the Eastern Conference when this was supposed to be your missing piece and the cherry on top of the sundae for the Miami Heat this offseason. Let's go to Travis Kelce. He reacts to Taylor Swift going to Chiefs games. This courtesy of the New Heights podcast.
I did this to myself, Jason. I know this. I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. And on top of that, the day went perfect for Chiefs fans, of course. To see the slow motion chest bumps, to see the high fives with mom, to see how, you know, Chiefs Kingdom was all excited that she was there. That shit was absolutely hysterical. It was definitely a game I'll remember. That's for damn sure. And then we just slid off in the getaway car at the end. Shout out to Taylor for coming through and seeing me rock the stage.
Two things. Did you see the getaway car was a convertible? And also, I did not see this when I was doing the 8-hour marathon of Ion Football. You'll see that this weekend when Hickey's filling in for me, like you miss some things that go on. But I saw her scream, let's bleep and go. I did not see the chest bump at first. I did not think Taylor Swift would be doing a chest bump once Travis Kelce did score a touchdown.
I'll give her credit. She was all in on the football, I guess if you want to call it culture. Maybe she's coached up. Maybe she's a football fan at heart. Just can't get to many games.
She grew up as an Eagles fan.
But I give her a lot of credit that she was all in on Sunday.
Where would you say you're at 100% of the legitimacy of this relationship?
Legitimacy being what? Like they're actually, like they like each other? They're full-blown dating? Like
yeah.
Full-blown dating?
Yeah. What do you go, 69% here?
No. I would say 65%.
Oh, so pretty close. I think this is like 85%. I don't think you invite Taylor Swift to the game to sit next to your mother in the luxury box. And if it was just one thing, that's fine. Now, her going to the Jet game too, which is such an irrelevant game, it kind of shows that they're a thing. Now, this could just be a fling. And in a few weeks, they could be like, all right, this is not going to work out. You're too busy. I'm too busy when she goes back on tour and things like that. But you know what's going to be? You know what's going to become a big deal? When Travis Kelce misses a Chiefs practice because he's traveling on tour. I feel like Andy Reid would be a coach that would allow him to miss a practice or two. Just as long as you bring back a Big Red, a nice big fat cheeseburger, and maybe a Taylor Swift Eras t-shirt. I feel as if that would be allowable, especially with the clout that Travis Kelce has in that organization, right? If I know he's already been to one of her concerts at Arrowhead. But if she's coming to now two of your games, I feel like you have to go to another one of these shows.
Maybe go to Tokyo.
No, it has to be in the U.S.
The week before the Super Bowl. Why not? You got plenty of time off. Just, you know, hop on a flight after the Saturday show and you'll be there by the morning.
Travis Kelce is questionable for the Super Bowl. He's in Tokyo for the Taylor Swift concert. Let's hear Willie Gay Jr. of the Chiefs on what he sees from the Jets offense.
Damn. That was a hard question. I can't lie. The team that want to run the ball, you know, of course, man, you know, not that wasn't, you know, to be funny or anything, but A-Rod got hurt and it turned into a team where, like, in panic mode almost. That's what I see, at least. And they got great running backs, so now they're just trying to pound and ground like they did. What game was that? Who did they just – I don't know if they won or not, but I feel like the running back's been rolling. So, like I say, three great ones, so – I feel like that's their game plan.
He knew right from the start. And Willie Gay also was the same guy that was like, nothing scares him about the Bengals offense. There's nothing scary about him before that AFC championship game. But I feel as if Willie Gay realized, I said something that was just unnecessary to say. And then the next like 35, 40 seconds, he knew it didn't matter, but he didn't want to go to the level of just flat out saying, hey, Zach Wilson sucks. And then he just kind of stumbled and rambled, Hickey, through the final 30, 35 seconds of that answer. That's actually a very funny answer, which gives you nothing, but also gives you something.
All you need to know is, damn. Like, you had to ask. You had to go there with what scares you about this offense. Well, that's a hard question to answer because nothing.
I did see this on social media today that Robert Saleh was asked to respond to Joe Namath's criticism of Zach Wilson. I saw this clip, and those are one of those clips where I said, I know Hickey's going to pull this for News Brief, so I don't want to listen to it. I feel like this answer is going to infuriate me because Robert Saleh is going to do the right thing, I would imagine, going to bat for his guy, Zach Wilson. And we just all know Zach Wilson isn't the answer, and I'm just feeling as if Saleh is going to be just obnoxious here in his praise of Zach Wilson and just dismissing Joe Willie Namath. But maybe I'm wrong. Let's listen up.
Obviously, Joe is an icon, a Hall of Famer, and a well-respected individual in this organization. Doors always open for him to walk in, and my office is always open for him. And but you know, we'll agree to disagree with his comments, but he is entitled to those comments.
All right. I think that's a fair answer, Hickey, by Sala. You're not going. I thought he would have gone over the top in trying to say that Joe Namath was totally wrong, but he showed respect to who Joe Namath is. He did the complete opposite of what the Washington State coach and also Ryan Day did when talking about Lee Corso and also Lou Holtz. Look at me just defending old people this week. And I think Robert Saleh realized I can't go after the only quarterback to win the Super Bowl when I'm well below 500 as a coach. And I need to be careful here where I don't throw my quarterback under the bus, but I'm not trashing a franchise icon. That exceeded my expectations. That is actually a very good answer there by the head coach of the New York Jets.
I guess what I'll say is that's the closest to waving the white flag. I guess you'll hear from Robert Saleh.
What else is he supposed to do?
I get it.
He's going to have to talk up Trevor Siemian in a few weeks.
And I'm not sitting here saying Joe Namath was wrong with what he said. Joe's 100% right. But when you have, again, a franchise legend, but still a guy saying it was disgusting to watch Zach Wilson trade him, that he's no good anymore, I would have at least expected Robert Saleh to again, fight back. And even though he believes it's lies, I'm just saying, like, that's, you will never hear Robert Saleh say a bad word about Zach Wilson. That what we just heard in the context of responding to comments about Zach Wilson is the closest thing you'll ever hear Robert Saleh say bad about Zach Wilson.
So imagine this is Peyton Manning when he's 80. And the Colts have some quarterback, and he goes, wow, this quarterback just can't play. You know how furious you would be if the coach talked down to Peyton Manning and was just basically like, oh, you know, what the heck does Peyton Manning know? Screw him, bleep him, and that's it. Like, you'd be furious by that because that's your guy.
But from a head coaching perspective, I get why you defend your guy to the death. It's your guy. Franchise legend or not, you are here to preserve the confidence, bare minimum, of Zach Wilson.
No. The confidence of Zach Wilson's over. It's done with.
Well, Robert Saleh, stop trying.
No.
He's been doing it for weeks. And again, I get it. You have to do it.
But
I'm just saying that's the closest you'll see to ever hear him saying something bad.
But here's what you're not getting. There's a difference in defending your quarterback, Zach Wilson, when it's just a question about Zach Wilson. It has nothing to do with Joe Namath. You go after the one guy to win a Super Bowl for your organization as a quarterback. That's when the fans start to say, maybe he shouldn't get next year when Aaron Rodgers comes back. That would be a really bad PR look for Robert Saleh to go after Joe Namath.
You don't have to go after Joe Namath in defending Zach Wilson. You can say, hey, look, we disagree. You know, we still believe Zach has time to turn it around. You know, he just said, look, he has his comments.
Yeah, that's what
he
did.
We're going to leave it at that. You could have fought back and said, we believe in, you know, this is a guy I still believe in.
There is no way to win there. No. There's no way to win there if you are overly critical of Joe Namath. Jerry Jones on if he's going to honor Ezekiel Elliott's return this weekend on 105.3 The Fan. I wasn't even thinking about Zeke going back to Jerry's world.
I don't want to blow a surprise, and that's a good enough answer for you.
So that's a yes. Let's hear Charles Barkley. He prays for Auburn to get better quarterback play this on the next round.
If y'all going to be down there baptizing people, please pray for us better quarterback play. let's get these three quarterbacks and baptize them, and maybe the Lord can make them play better.
Charles Barkley is the only one that could touch religion, and everyone could think it's actually funny there, Hickey.
There is a backstory. I didn't realize till this clip came out, and that was this. So a few weeks ago,
yeah,
Hugh Freeze was involved right in the baptism of
players,
a player.
Right? Yeah.
And so I like the fact that he's using that now as ammo to get better quarterback play from Peyton Thorne.
Let's go to Lou Holtz. He fires back at Ryan Day after his postgame rant. Outkick.com.
Yeah, I can understand why he did. He doesn't want to talk about Michigan, you know, 0-2. He doesn't want to talk about the big game coming up against Penn State and against Michigan again. Hey, he's a great coach. He's done a tremendous job. He's a great offensive mind. Ohio State's a good football team. I don't think they're a great football team. And he could go after me all he wants. I honestly felt that Notre Dame was a better football team and more physical. And I'm sorry that Coach Dave was offended by it. I hope he goes on, has a wonderful year. I don't think they'll be a great football team. I really don't.
I can't wait to the Lou Holtz clapback when Ohio State loses a big game. You know when you're going to start supporting Lou Holtz, Hickey? When Penn State beats Ohio State and Lou Holtz kind of does the Jordan shrug with the right when, what were they? Were like they're tossing nickels or dimes, and you had that security guard do the shrug to Michael Jordan, did the legendary Jordan shrug. You're going to get that from Lou Holtz after Penn State opens up a can of whoop ass, hopefully, on the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I hope so. This is my favorite feud maybe ever. So I hope it continues. I hope Lou continues to pour fire on it, and I hope Ryan Day continues to fire back.
Now, I heard people were bitching about Spencer Strider today. I didn't know why. I didn't watch the clip. I'm going to want to use this in the closing bell, but I just need to hear it first. It's courtesy of MLB.fits.
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower bowl, okay.
Just kind of, upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal. We don't need you around the dugouts. Right. Just try and be quiet.
So they were in Atlanta, their home stadium last night. That's not a serious take, right?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like complete sarcasm.
At least the video, it looked legit. He was asked his hottest baseball take, or hottest sports take, I think it was. Not even confined to just baseball. Sports take.
But when you just hear that, like, I feel like he's just trolling. Like, that just didn't sound like he was actually serious there.
He seemed pretty serious. At least just for me watching it. He looked pretty serious.
But just listen to it. Play it again and just listen to that.
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud.
Too loud?
It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. You stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing.
No lower bowl.
Just kind of. Upper deck's great. Upper deck's great. Outfield, phenomenal.
We don't
need you around the dugouts. Right. Just try and be quiet.
Maybe I'm dead. That just does not sound like a serious take to me.
I think he's for real.
But based off what?
Like, you look at his body language. Like, he's not like, there's no smile. It's not like you are being obvious in a way where this is just like, I'm going to make a big joke here. Spencer Stroud's a guy who's soft.
Well, if that's the case,
gets in his own head.
That's the case. He's the biggest loser, especially when you don't want fans there. But I don't know. I'm watching that video right now. Yeah, he's given that take with like no reaction on his face. But when I hear it, that just, my antenna's up, or I'm just calling cap. I think that's a bunch of bull crap, if I'm being honest. I thought that was going to infuriate me, and it didn't. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Just real quickly, earlier today, obviously, there was some big news here at CBS Sports Radio with Damon Amendolara, the host of the DA Show, who is leaving the CBS Sports Radio family, and he is going to Sirius XM to team up on Mad Dog Radio and the morning show there. So first and foremost, congratulations to DA. Let me just say this, though. DA, our relationship with the DA show, I think, is a really fun one. Where at first, DA, I kind of understood it, where they would go after us when I was in like weekend overnights or first got here, and it would all be in fun. And then I would fire back, and sometimes the listeners thought it was contentious. And then really when I did the Gelb's Gambles picks last year in football season, I think everyone kind of got that we don't hate each other. But DA has been nothing but supportive to me, even when going back to when I first got here and did the weekend overnights. But man, to be here since the inception of the network, as we just turned 10 years old this past year, and to have the run that he did, starting off on the overnights and working his way up to morning drive, it's really inspiring. And wish DA nothing but the best. And also, what he's been able to build here with his D-Aliens and the community of listeners, it's pretty damn cool. I went to that Bob's Bar show this year, and right, you have Bilotti there, you have Marash there, you have Bogish there. Andrew Kaplan does a great job behind the scenes here for CBS Sports Radio. And you know that the show crew's going to be there. But then to see the amount of listeners that showed up, from Alabama to Vancouver, California, just all over. It just shows what he's built and how special it is and how it will continue just in a different place. And, you know, he had a great 10 years, incredible run here at CBS Sports Radio. It's a big loss for our network because we all like DA and we all like the show that he did. But with that comes a great opportunity for Maggie and Perloff, who came here, you know, 2 years ago, I think now. And they were doing the 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time show. And I've got to know Maggie pretty well and Andrew pretty well, you know, in addition to that. And now they're going to start a new chapter for CBS Sports Radio doing the morning show from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern across many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 150, and the free Odyssey app. So you know, the way that I would describe it around here today, it's kind of bittersweet because you know there's a reason why DA is leaving, and he thinks this is the best next step for his career. It stinks to see a colleague, especially of the caliber of DA, go. But with that being said, you know, it's a good opportunity for Maggie and Perloff as well, who are just two really good people, and excited to see what they do with the opportunity that lies ahead. And it's big shoes to fill. I know they're excited for it. I know they're going to do a heck of a job. So that's the way that the cookie crumbles here, let's just say, at CBS Sports Radio. Never a dull moment around here, Hot Take Kiki, with all the changes that have been going around really ever since Marash did leave. And, you know, we've had lineups change, right? When I first got back here, Tiki and Tierney were doing the afternoon drive, and I'm a big fan of both Brandon Tierney and Tiki Barber. We've had a bunch of different runs at it with the morning show here. You know, we know Rome isn't going anywhere, and we love that. And Amy Lawrence has been here forever. And, you know, I loved Scotty Farrell, and then Scott leaves, and then JR comes in, and he does a kick-ass job. I replaced Bill Ryder, then Bill Ryder ends up coming on back in with McAfee. Couldn't stop cursing. So there's always changes in the radio business. I know people do not like change because you get accustomed to a routine. I see this all the time whenever change is made in radio. Oh, I'll never listen to the station again. Oh, I'll never listen to the network again. And things like that happen. But eventually you give the new show time and you give people and you earn that trust and you have to gain that trust from the listening audience. And through that, eventually the wheel keeps on spinning and we're going to keep on pumping out great content. I fully believe in our lineup here at CBS Sports Radio and also our management team. And I will say this, I think what makes us different compared to the other networks that do radio is it's very tough to create a family feel on a national radio platform. And I think the ways that our hosts identify which markets we're on and the way that we connect with those audiences, I think is something pretty neat and pretty unique and pretty different with CBS Sports Radio. So it's a new chapter. Wish nothing but the best for DA. I personally can't thank him enough for what he's done and just the support that he's lent throughout the years and seeing my career grow here at CBS Sports Radio. And when he got into that morning show and I was doing evenings, we kind of both said, we want to do a lot of cross-show stuff. So if he has the morning audience, I have the evening audience, and sometimes there's not usually a lot of overlap, all right, we do stuff, talk about DA. DA does stuff that's talk about us. And through that, hopefully you gain more listeners and you kind of make it more of a family in a lineup and have some synergy throughout the lineup, which is always tough when you're changing through affiliates from time to time. So DA is going to kick ass in his next chapter. There's no doubt about it. And with that being said, also very excited to have Maggie and Perloff going into the mornings and have this new morning show here at CBS Sports Radio with the good job that they've done in the afternoon. So, you know, I know we try to keep it real here. We try to tell you everything that we can. I didn't want people to think that we were just brushing over the news today, but thought it was important to take a few moments in the final hour of the show on this Wednesday to just bring that stuff up. And could be some more things around the horizon at some point tomorrow in the conversation. So we will touch on those things when we are told to do that. So that's all I could say right now. All righty, it is Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's do this. We'll break early here. We will come on back with the closing bell, and we will continue to react to the biggest story of the day, and that is the trade that has been talked about for years. Like, Hickey, I remember when you were first brought on board and they first said, hey, we're going to have you fill in for Zach. And you did, and that's when we were on 4 hours in Portland. I think now, I know now, Portland just carries us for the last hour after some lineup changes and things like that, where they moved what was their midday show to the afternoons, and originally they just didn't have a midday show, and they were taking our lineup here at CBS Sports Radio, and they just changed, or they had a midday show, and then they went to afternoon, so they just changed some things around. We're getting into too much of the weeds of the radio business. But I remember you did a show, and you were talking about how it's time for Damian Lillard to leave Portland. You were kind of surprised how many Portland fans called in and were like, yeah, we get it. This organization is an absolute mess. So it is a little bit weird today, knowing that this was going to happen, that this deal finally does end up happening and Dame time is over in Portland. But the craziest shock is the final destination, which logically makes sense. Like, Dame is in a great spot to go win a championship, but we get in kind of this cycle in the era of player empowerment here in the NBA, where whatever the player wants, the player gets, even if it takes some time. Like, James Harden didn't get what he wanted right away when he found his way to Philadelphia. It took some time, or when he was leaving Houston, but he ended up getting his way to Brooklyn. And the same for Kevin Durant. Like, he didn't get traded right away, and then he eventually found his way to the Phoenix Suns. So sometimes there hit some speed bumps, and this hit a speed bump, but usually it gets you back to the destination that you want to go to. In this case, for Damian Lillard, the destination ends up being a great one, but he wanted to go to Miami. He wanted to be a part of the Miami Heat. And that's the fascinating part to me. Not that Dame gets traded, but when you got the alert today, it was such a shock that it ended up being the Milwaukee Bucks. Because even though, right, we did shows where we're like, oh, where should Dame embrace his next destination? Like, where should he want to go? And people call and say, oh, what about Giannis with Milwaukee? Especially because we're on in Milwaukee, we're on four stations across the great state of Wisconsin, you know, drink up your spotted cows right now. And all the time it was like, yeah, but he doesn't want to go there. He wants to go to Miami, so it's just going to be a foregone conclusion that he goes to Miami. And then to see the way that it played out, because Miami couldn't get a deal done, Cronin didn't want to deal, I guess, with the Miami Heat, whatever the reasons are, for it to actually end up being Milwaukee, if this makes sense, it makes sense, but it's also doesn't make sense just with the formula that we've seen for so many years of the player usually gets what he wants, especially in the NBA. But at the end, I think it works out perfectly for Damian Lillard. And this is best chance that he's had in his entire career, even when he got to a Western Conference Finals with the Portland Trailblazers, where they got swept by the Warriors and they were in all those games and they blew all those leads. But this is the best chance he's ever had to go actually win an NBA championship.
Without a doubt, by far, you join again Giannis, who is a tremendous leader, who's already won a championship. This is great for Dame's career and selfishly great for us, because it seemed like that Miami Heat trade was not going to go down whatsoever. And so my biggest dread, if you will, is going into another season where we're questioning, is Damian Lillard going to be traded? Does he want to leave? Does he want to stay? Even though he put it out there he wants to leave, if the one place he wants to go to, they're not going to honor a trade or trade him there, then we're headed for another long season of Dame rumors. So I'm glad we can put those to bed. And finally, after 3 years, yeah, get an answer of, is he going to stay or is he going to go? And now we officially today know he is going to go.
And also, I think a big part, too, is Dame never wanted to look like the villain here. And I almost think Dame going to Milwaukee also helps the brand of Damian Lillard even more. Right? I don't think anyone would have looked poorly upon Damian Lillard if he ended up going to the Miami Heat. But him, after having so much resistance and actually wanting to say publicly that he wanted out and be that guy where I only want to go to one destination and force his way, after playing that role a little bit and not getting his way, and then finding another superstar and another player with Giannis Antetokounmpo that's very similar to Dame, not in terms of style of play, but just the way that they conduct themselves, where it's all about the team and it's not really ego-driven. Like, you could not have a more perfect match than Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, playing with the Milwaukee Bucks. And Dame's biggest fear was looking bad here, and he never ended up looking really bad throughout the process. It is well played for a guy that I thought was in his head too much and getting too worried about the public perception, when the public perception throughout most of this was on his time. And the only time it started to turn was like, ugh, I'm just sick and tired about talking about this. You know, if you want to get traded, just go out and say it and stand behind your word instead of kind of riding both sides of the fence here.
That's why I never understood from his perspective why he was thought that he would get this big backlash. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like, I don't know where he would have gotten traded to today where people would have called him a sellout. or people would have treated him the way they treated KD when he went to the Warriors. Like, even if you go to Golden State.
I think Golden State.
It's still a team, though, that's older, and we saw them in the second round of the playoffs not get past the Lakers, and even in the first round barely get past inexperienced Kings.
Yeah, but it's still Steph and him.
Like, but it's not like the Warriors where they just came off winning
a title,
and then you blow another 3-1 lead in the finals.
But it's elongating and giving an extra another life and another chapter to Golden State. Maybe which I don't have then a problem Warriors, with. I like Golden State.
Maybe then the Warriors, if he was traded there today, were saying or calling him a sellout.
You know where it would have been?
But nowhere else. I don't really know.
There's one other team. Let's just say if the Suns didn't trade for Bradley Beal, and he found his way to the Suns with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, I think that would have been viewed as, and I'm always someone that I never crushed LeBron for joining the Heat. It was just the way that he did it. I didn't love Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors, but it didn't infuriate me like it did for other people because you have that choice to leave in free agency. And also, I think just naturally with the whole trade destination, even if he wanted to force one way, it just still shows you that just because you say you want to get traded someplace, you don't have to. And whenever it comes through a trade, I do think the sellout kind of card goes away a little bit because it's two teams making an agreement upon one player. And I think it's a little bit easier to prevent that sellout conversation when it ends up happening via trade.
And he was going to get traded anyway, right? Whether it's last year, this year, he's under contract. I mean, again, I'm glad this is over. I just don't get it from his perspective of his perceived fear of being a villain.
And how about your Knicks once again? They don't get another big-time player. Now Giannis Antetokounmpo. All those thoughts that Knicks fans had. Oh, they're going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now that's out the window.
Well, hey, has Giannis signed the extension yet?
Oh, please. Are you really that delusional? You're wearing an Oxford shirt right now, but you're the farthest thing from being an intelligent man or an erudite scholar, I'll tell you that.
I'm just making some jokes. That's all. Just some jokes, folks.
With your brand.
At the Knicks expense.
With your brand and how quickly you hype yourself up into thinking good things are going to happen, that's not the most inconceivable thought from one hot.
You want to talk about a superstar? You know, Magic Johnson said, would he be intrigued in buying the Knicks? Maybe. You know what, Magic? You want to prove who the best point guard is of all time? Let's lace him up. Let's go.
How was Magic when he was the president of the Lakers? I know he just joined us on the show, but how was Magic when he was the president of the Lakers and like quit right towards the end of the season and had that press conference that no one saw coming?
I'm talking playing.
Huh?
I'm talking playing on the court. You want to get a superstar there, get Magic out of retirement, and see if he wants to truly prove who the best point guard in the NBA is. Let's go.
This is when we cut off your microphone.
There's your superstar.
And not entertain your thoughts. And this is when Hickey just turns into Skip Bayless. Like, look what we created here, Marco, or what I created here in this animal that is Hot Take Hickey that now just spews this nonsense that he doesn't even believe.
Brought back 30 years when Pat Riley tried to get Magic to come out of retirement to come to the Knicks in 92.
Better late than never.
30 years later, maybe Magic does lace him up.
And, you know, Knicks fans after one game would be going nuts in the streets. And well, wouldn't win another game the rest of the year.
I think even back then, too, definitely now, he's going to be in the post. I don't think Magic's run the point now. A little slow.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back with the closing bell.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, we continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Final segment on this Wednesday. Be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And I am off on Friday. I'm actually going to Lincoln, Nebraska for Nebraska-Michigan. So flying with two of my closest friends to Kansas City, actually. Get to stop and see our guy Carrington Harrison. Get some lunch with him at Hickey and I's favorite place in Kansas City to eat Jack Stacks. Gonna get those burnt ends, the cheesy corn, the baked beans. And also get those fired kiss wings, too, which were absolutely delicious. And you know what, Hickey? I will eat a carrot cake cupcake in your honor, too. I know how much you enjoyed the carrot cake cupcake, and then after I get all fat, we'll take the 3-hour drive to Lincoln, Nebraska, hang out in Lincoln, Nebraska on Friday, go to the game Saturday, do something Saturday night, probably just drink a bunch of beers and watch some college football, and then Sunday morning, get up, drive, spend football Sunday in Kansas City, even though the Chiefs aren't playing in Kansas City, they play at MetLife Stadium up against the Jets on Sunday night, and then hop on a plane later that night, so should be a great weekend. What was the last college football trip, Hickey, that you did take? What was that, like a road trip? I know that you went to Happy Valley this year. I'm talking about on the road going to see your team.
Conference game was Wisconsin 2021, non-Penn State home game Rose Bowl last year.
Did you also go to Auburn last year, too?
Oh, that's right. I forgot Auburn last year.
I know your
that's
schedule right. better than you do.
Now
I was
going
to say,
trip.
I remember you going somewhere in the South, and I wanted to say it was War Eagle.
That's right. Auburn, Penn State last year. Whoop ass.
So going to a Big Ten matchup of Nebraska and Michigan. I am going this year to Michigan-Ohio State, the game at the Big House. The next thing on the bucket list, I want to go to an SEC football game next year. I think LSU, I got to double check this, but I think LSU next year plays Alabama in Louisiana. I think that's an LSU home game next year. This year, yeah, they're at Alabama, so the year after that, they'll be in LSU. I think I want to go to LSU, Alabama next year. I want to go to an SEC college football game in the South. I feel like that's something on the bucket list.
I can't speak for LSU. I've never been there. I've only heard tremendous things. As just a general principle to generalize, I did not see a big difference between SEC tailgating and Big Ten tailgating.
Oh, stop it. There's
I'm
a
being
big
dead
difference.
Serious. There was stop. Not. There was not. Outside of the literal stop. The food selections.
This is the cult. Yeah, that's a big deal. This is the cult of Penn State. It's the greatest atmosphere ever. We're the best.
No, in general.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wisconsin has a very good tailgating atmosphere. Like college football, please. I think universally is one in the sense that everyone goes back for the weekend. You act like a college kid again. You have a great time.
All righty. I'm just going to ignore that. Let's go to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Magic Johnson joined us earlier, and I brought up a little conversation to him about who is the greatest point guard of all time.
I don't know if you saw this, but recently Gilbert Arenas had Steph Curry on over the summer, and Gilbert asked Steph Curry who's the greatest point guard of all time, and he was respectful to you, but he said himself. How do you process that one, and do you think Steph has surpassed you as the greatest point guard of all time?
Well, does the number say that, Zach?
Not yet. I would still say it's you if you ask me.
Okay, so if he got more than five championships, if he got more than three finals MVP and three league MVPs, then he's the greatest. Is he? If he got more than, number one in assists all time in the finals, number two in double-doubles, number one in triple-doubles, all-time in the NBA playoffs, number four in steals all-time in the playoffs. If he got more than those numbers, he's the best.
Well said. Let me ask you this. Look at that. Usually those GOAT debates don't end very quickly. Magic Johnson dropping the hammer here on CBS Sports Radio.
No, I'm just saying, if he got more than all those things, he's the best. But the last time I checked, he doesn't. So, but everybody has to, decide for themselves who they think the best is.
What an answer from Magic Johnson. Give him a stock up. Now, I love Steph Curry. Now, this video's only been up. I posted it like 10 hours ago, and it's already have done like nearly 200,000 views. Steph Curry is tagged in it. When Magic Johnson is roasting you like that and just stating the case so emphatically, do you think Steph Curry has seen this video at some point today?
I think it's hard not to. Right? You think it's hard not to.
Now, I have a mutual friend of Steph Curry. Like, we share a mutual friend. Do you think I text my friend that video and just be like, hey, what are your thoughts on this? See if he passes it along to Steph and kind of trolls him.
Maybe, I guess, or motivate him for, to play better this year.
So whenever they do the media day for the Warriors, I feel like someone's going to have to ask Steph about this. But anyway, give a stock up to the Milwaukee Bucks. Just an incredible job. Everyone's floated out this idea of Damian Lillard going there. No one thought it was actually going to happen. And then, boom, today out of nowhere, Woj bomb. Give a stock up to Milwaukee Bucks. We're getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard. And this assures that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going nowhere. I got to make a trip out to Milwaukee. I got to go back to fourth base, Carnivore, and maybe go catch a Bucks game. And then finally, stock down to the Miami Heat. You know, to win a championship, you need a closer. Jimmy Butler's a really good player. We all know that. Bam Adebayo is a phenomenal player as well. But you needed someone to be able to make the clutch shot. That was supposed to be Dame. And everyone assumed it was going to happen. I assumed as well. I made an ass out of you and me. And the Miami Heat do not get Damian Lillard. Very unfortunate for Heat fans. Give them a stock down. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Brian McFadden for joining us. Also, the legendary Irvin Magic Johnson will be back tomorrow. Oh, big thank you to Bart Winkler for stopping by as well. I can't forget about Bart. But we will be back tomorrow. Since I'm off Friday, we are treating tomorrow like a Football Friday show on a Thursday. So we'll do picks, one thought in every game, go around the college football slate as well, and so much more. Big thanks to each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting. Always give me a follow on Instagram, Twitter, at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. And a big thanks to my producer extraordinaire, Hot Take Hickey. We will catch you tomorrow, everybody. All right, we out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.